good afternoon to you. CF-39V.
Hey, Leon, how you doing, buddy? We're just headed out to Wally World.
There's the band himself there. I'll let y'all carry on. I'm just driving the tractor trailer, head back to the office, so I call today, hopefully.
Good morning, Rusty. How's your day going?
Oh, pretty good. I've already gone out, helped my friend get the delivery. They refunded the price for the toilet they didn't deliver, but they didn't want to give her back delivery. But they screwed up making delivery because they tried to go to a post office box, and then they went to somewhere else and gave them all directions and everything else and where to deliver it, and they still didn't get it, so we went back and got her delivery fee back. So, and then took her by to buy groceries because she hates driving in the rain. Right now, I'm sitting here just doing the things on the computer before I go get my hair cut here in a little bit.
Hey, you're out driving a semi-truck headed back to the office, huh?
And, Rusty, you talk about getting a haircut. I need a haircut, too. I think I'll take care of that tonight. Just take all the blades off of it, buzz the whole hair right off.
Mine gets buzzed, but I go get someplace to do it because she also makes sure my beard's straight and everything else, too, when I go, so... Anyway, and I have an appointment for 12:30, and then I'll go get some lunch and then go grocery shopping. That way I don't go grocery shopping on an empty stomach. And because that makes you buy more than you want to. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, we're going down to Wally World to see if we can find some cherry juice or something else for gout. A new malady that I've acquired reluctantly. And my big toe feels like it's as big as my foot, and I don't like it.
Still appreciate the fact that my wife also has it in her big toe, but it left the big toe and migrated over to the little toe and then the one next to it. So I don't know what's going on there, but she complains it's very painful.
Complaints out of people who do have it, and I'm glad I don't. So, knock on wood that maybe it'll stay away from me. And Tom, it's strange that you all of a sudden got it, but you know, that's what you get for eating that fancy fish, you know.
Last night we went into QT and got yesterday evening got a ice cream cone. And I think that's what set it off, the sugar in it or something. Oh, boy, I start being like Dave, not eating any sugar. But, Leon, mine has migrated over to the little toe. And it smarts like heck. Well, tell your wife I'm sorry she's got it. It's high uric acid in your system is what it is. And they want to give you anti-inflammatories, but... I cannot take that. So, the other thing was that Bernice found last night on the internet was unsweetened cherry juice. So, we'll give that a try and see how that works out.
Luck with that. I had a problem with my foot a while back, but I don't know what it was. I thought it was gout initially, but it resolved itself and it hasn't come back, knock on wood. But... I just occasionally get a little bit of arthritis or something in my fingers and my hand. They really get to aching. But it'll ache for about a couple hours and then just quit. So, I don't know. NC9V. I hate those maladies. They're
bad. And from people that get it, that's bad. So, and I don't know anything about it, and I'm going to try to stay away from it and not try to give advice. So, anyway... But just heard you in there, Tom, and the other fellow, I can't remember your name now, but I just want to say hello to both of you. Got a few things to do here on the computer, and then I got to head off in about 25 minutes here and head out to get my hair cut. So talk to both of you later. N0TR to take it, W2T73s for now.
Okay, Rusty, and that would be Leon on the other end of this. I'm driving truck today. Yeah, and then I noticed that I got a rear collision device that's not active or something on this. And I looked in the book, and I can't figure that one out. I ain't going to worry about it. I'll I'll just watch what's in my rearview mirror, I guess. Oh, shoot. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Well, at least we got a nice rain, didn't we, Leon? See you later, Rusty.
Rusty, you have a good day.
Tom, nice rain. It cleared up. It's not raining, not cleared up, though, but still, I like it. It's comfortable. The sun's not beating down, so you're not getting all toasted up and hot. But I don't know. Yeah, I'm heading back to the office. I'm thinking just take park it, separate the trailer from the tractor, park the tractor, do my final inspections, and get the heck out of Dodge for the day so I come back tomorrow and do it again.
Leon, I forgot who you said you drive for.
It's all run together in one word. In on time. That's what's on the door of the truck. It's all running into one word. It may set a seal in Michigan.
I, is that correct?
Word. N-I-N on O-N time. T-I-M-E.
Well, you was a little scratchy now, but it sounded like Inodyne.
I don't know if the doc comes there trying to make something funny out of it when they started the company, but it's in, I-N, on, O-N, time, T-I-M-E, in on time. Same as the company. Good company, though.
Well, I caught it that time, in on time. That sounds pretty unique to me. Trying to turn on to Wade Hampton here with the traffic coming up and heading to the east towards Wally World. Well, it's just great to have a job, I can tell you that much. I'm glad I'm retired now, but I was always fortunate enough to have a job. The only time I was out was when I was on the road, so I can't complain.
I like this job. It's a lot different from the other job I had. And being retired is nice, yes. Because I can work as I choose. But this position here, I'm considered a bookstore. So if I don't want to work small or a week, they can't make me work. So at least I'm told that's on hold anyway. But they called me up last week, and I came in and worked for them because they needed, they were kind of hard up, just been a rock in a hard place. I didn't know it at the time, but I said, yeah, I'll come in. I mean, I'm company man. I'll help you out when I wreck you in. And no, if they didn't turn around and go out and give me a $25 gift card just for coming in.
Well, no appreciation anyways for a good employee. Wow, this car acts like he's going to hit the next one. I'm telling you. These people out here, everybody's in a hurry. And this guy's a couple of feet from the one in front of me. So I'm going to give him all the room in the world. Well, Leon, we're getting ready to pull into Wally World, the most dangerous parking lot in the world. So talk to you later, buddy. NC9V and 0TR. 73, Leon, have a good day.
You the same, and this is for you. I'll be parking in the yard, your perfect timing. N0TR, NC9V. The respect.